Maryland's Morning News on WBAL.
8:21 on Maryland's Morning News. A good Friday morning to you. I'm Brian Eamon. Delegate Heather Mazur joins me now from Montgomery County. Of course, she is running for governor on the Democratic side. Good morning, Delegate. Good to have you on again.
Good morning, Brian.
Well, there's been a lot of talk, obviously, this week about the Maryland Health Exchange because of the testimony in front of lawmakers from Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown and the Health Secretary as well. Where do you stand right now when it comes to whether or not we need an investigation, an official investigation, a Senate investigation into this?
Well, we're all frustrated with the failures of our state's implementation of the Affordable Care Act. Even the Washington Post has called the O'Malley-Brown administration's handling of this issue a scandal of incompetence. But it's time that we make sure we cover the uninsured rather than just cover up the mistakes. I think transparency is really important for us to figure out how much longer it's going to take for us to actually fix the problems that the system is riddled with, how much it will cost.
But can you get transparency without an official investigation, without getting people to testify in front of Senate lawmakers or lawmakers under oath? I mean, Senate President Mike Miller said yesterday that, you know, the people want answers, but can the people actually get answers without an official investigation?
Well, I think that there are two different types of investigations we can talk about, and I'm in favor of both, but just with different time frames. One investigation is getting down to the nuts and bolts of how we fix this and move forward, and that has to be priority one. If the investigation is about where we point fingers to place blame, we can wait to do that after we've taken care of the families who've been hurt by this.
Okay, so what should be done right now then to make sure this thing gets on track so it is actually working properly? And do you think it can work properly at this point?
Well, that's where we need to get to some of the transparency to figure out. Many of us are trying to get a better handle on that because not all the information has been forthcoming about the depth of the details. We saw the administration doing press conferences as recently as December claiming that all the major glitches had been fixed, and we saw as January rolled around that still clearly wasn't the case. There are a couple of immediate things we need to talk about. This week, the health insurance plans announced they would provide retroactive coverage to the beginning of January for people who've been unable to get through the enrollment process. The bad news is that it's only for a limited one-week enrollment period. So your listeners need to know that if they have not been able to get enrolled and they want to be able to get retroactive coverage to January 1st, they only have until 5 p.m. next Tuesday, January 21st, to call this number, and I will read it twice. 855-642-8572. That's 855-642-8572. I'm pushing for a longer grace period. Not only is 1 week not enough time to get the word out, but families that have tried to dial into this number have been met with sometimes hour-plus holds. The call center numbers, in some places, the administration initially listed them as incorrect, and it led to a lot of busy signals. For those who found their way through, the call center operators were sometimes unprepared to answer questions and didn't know how to grant the new retroactive option that's been promised.
Should we be looking at possibly getting rid of the Maryland Health Exchange and just having Marylanders use the National Health Exchange?
Well, that's certainly an idea that we've put forward in five guiding principles that I issued in the beginning of January on how to help us approach this fix. But we can't with certainty know whether it's better for us to go into the federal exchange, which has been riddled with its own complications, particularly for Medicaid beneficiaries, which is a state-based enrollment process. We can't make that decision on truly what would be the best option for Maryland until we get to the bottom of better understanding the depth of the fixes and have a true accounting for how much longer it's going to take to address these problems. Mm-hmm. And in the meantime, the administration is proposing safety net legislation to provide temporary coverage to everyone else that needs stopgap assistance, which I support in theory. The problem is, the idea that they're pushing through is to enroll people in the MHIP program. It's an insurance plan of last resort for people with high health care costs. This results in really high premiums for the plan.
All right.
Do we really want to push people into a plan with such high premiums? And we have to worry about continuity of care. This MHIP program is only temporary through the March enrollment period. What pregnant woman wants to have to shift between two health plans within one trimester?
All right, well,
there are better solutions, and I'll be sponsoring legislative language and amendments to make sure our state gets serious about fixing this.
Delegate Heather Mazur, good to talk to you. We appreciate it.